Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man, with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here in springtime, March the 21st, 2023, 17 minutes past the hour, 28 degrees and mostly clear skies. Well, what a day for the first day of spring. We start out below freezing, 28 degrees. Now, as many people will tell you, spring came last night at like 5:20-something. But we can call this the first full day of spring, which I guess is what a lot of people are doing. But as I've always said, I believe that the 21sts are really when we have these events. December 21st, first day of winter. March 21st, first day of spring. June 21st, first day of summer. And September 21st, first day of autumn. Or fall, whichever you would like to call it. But regardless of if you listen to the meteorologist or you come to the 21st, it is now springtime here in Ohio. And you know, spring is really my favorite season. I either like spring or fall, weather-wise, the best. But spring is probably the best because everything comes alive. Fall, things start to kind of die off, and at the end of fall, it gets kind of cold. Spring obviously starts off chilly, but it starts off chilly. You eat it with beans and hamburger and things like that. No, it starts off cold, and hopefully, by the time Easter rolls around in the early part of April, maybe the late part of April, it's a little warmer, and you can stay out and do things outside. Right now, it's a little chilly, still chilly with beans and hamburger, but do you ever think about our language? I think about our language a lot. Now, if you came from a different country and you said, it's chilly outside, and they know chili to be a food, now what does that mean to them? That it's beans and hamburger and spices outside? I don't know why I got off on this sidetrack this morning. Maybe it's spring fever. Maybe I've got a spring fever. Well, that's the story this morning on spring. I do want to remind everybody, because yesterday we had a great interview. I hope you had a chance to hear that. Got a lot of feedback on that yesterday. We had Marion County Prosecutor Ray Grogan and Marion Police Chief Jay McDonald live from Cochise County, Arizona, on the border, the Mexico, United States border, talking about what they're learning while they're down there in regard to helping drug issues here in Marion. And I'll tell you something interesting. What I did not suspect when I went out in the community yesterday, a lot of people liked hearing the interview, but a lot of people are not for that trip. I was really kind of shocked. I had several people yesterday confront me. That sounds bad, doesn't it? They didn't confront me. They came up to me and really voiced their unhappiness that the sheriff and the police chief and the prosecutor were in Arizona. And basically, how could this help us here in Marion? And somebody even called it a paid vacation for them. I was really kind of shocked by all that. But everybody's got their own opinion. Does anybody have any thoughts on that interview yesterday? That's really all I have to say about it. I just wanted to tell you the fallout that happened after it. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Boy, did we have a slow phone morning yesterday. Now, I don't know if it's because we did an interview to start the show off yesterday. I don't know what it was. I don't know if it's because we were coming back after I did not do a few hours on Friday, but boy, we had a slow morning yesterday. So hopefully it picks back up today, because it's always fun to get the phone calls. And again, the phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. So the question to start off the program is, for anybody who heard the interview yesterday with Ray Grogan and Jay McDonald from The Border, did you have a good feeling about it, or did you have a bad feeling about it? And this would not have even been a question I would have thought to have asked, because I thought the interview was positive. I guess the content of it is left up to whoever's listening. I did not get any negative response from the interview, but what I got was negative response that they were there. And I just, it was kind of interesting, to be honest with you. I don't know. Do you think anything can be ascertained from them being in Arizona that will help us fight the drug problem here in Marion? I guess that's what this all comes down to. So if you got any thoughts, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. And then, of course, the first day of spring. Do you think this is the first full day of spring? Do you think this is when spring comes? Or do you think spring came last night at 5:20, whatever it was? Did you run outside last night at 5:20, whatever, and jump in hysterics that spring had arrived? You know, for the last few weeks, we've had, you know, chilly weather. Again, there we are with chilly. We've had colder weather. And people have said, well, it's still winter. Well, you can't say that anymore. We're off and running into spring. You know, ever since we had that time change a couple weeks ago, it has seemed as if the weather has been colder. Now, maybe that's just my perception. When we got the more daylight hours, when we got, you know, it staying daylight till 8 o'clock, it seems like it got colder. So we really can't go outside any longer because it's not warm enough to. I guess you take the good with the bad. Let's see. What else did I want to mention here? Oh, and again, I just wanted to mention for anybody who didn't hear the program yesterday, I did leave the show Friday a little early. I did the first 2 hours and did not do the last 3 hours. Now, the reason for that was the cold I had, I just felt that if I continued to do the morning, I might lose my voice. I didn't want to do that. I thought I had said I was leaving that morning and not going to do the rest of the show, but it's quite possible that I didn't, because I was doing Pastor Whitaker's show as well, so I might not have said it. I thought I did, but maybe I didn't. But that's what happened on Friday. But I appreciate everybody who called, who asked what happened to me, so I thank everybody for that. All right. There'll be no show this Thursday. I do want to make sure to say that. That's my regular 8-week checkup. So there will be no show this Thursday. That will be repeats. But of course, I will be back on Friday. And this Friday will be a great day, because we're going to have the 1-week delay of the big St. Patrick's Day celebration, in which Bob Welsh is going to come up from Columbus, Ohio. We were supposed to do this last Friday, but we're going to do it this Friday, in which Bob is going to come up. And he's got a special pizza he's going to prepare for us on Friday. And we're going to discuss, and maybe this truly is the best time to discuss this, did we have 6 more weeks of winter after Groundhog Day? Because all the groundhogs, Puxatony Phil, Buckeye Chuck, and Warren Groundhog Harding, all said that we were going to have 6 more weeks of winter. Well, did we? I don't know. We'll discuss it this Friday with Bob Welsh and the specialty pizza. Okay. Oh, one more thing I want to bring up here this morning before we move on to some of our trivia is the, I really don't like getting into the politics of things, but you can't help but get into this, because for the last few days, all we're hearing is that former President Trump is going to be indicted today. Now, I don't know if he will or if he won't. Some newspapers say yes, some newspapers say no. Here's the thing. If he is indicted, which basically just means charged, it will be historic from the perspective that no president, current or past, in the 45 presidents that we have had, has ever been indicted. So, yes, it will be historic from that fact. But what the stories that I'm seeing is that everybody is getting security ready. Washington, D.C. is beefing up on security. New York, where this indictment would take place, is beefing up on security. People are on watch. I read a story yesterday where online threats have gone up since Saturday, in which President Trump said that he felt he was going to be arrested on Tuesday. I don't know. Here's what I hope. No matter what happens, I hope, and no matter how you feel about it, it will be historic. You have to say that, because it will be the first time that it happens if he is indicted to a president. But, boy, I hope people keep their heads. Now, you're allowed to protest. If you want to go out there and be peaceful and protest, you know, that's your right as an American. And I don't think anybody would tell you not to do that. But to go out and I don't know. I don't know what could happen. To go out and try to hurt other people or damage property or do anything like that, that we don't need. So I guess we'll just see how this day will play out. And you know what? He might not be indicted. I don't know. It's all very peculiar, but certainly all the news stations and radio stations and newspapers and he himself would have you believe otherwise, that he was going to be indicted today. Does anybody have any thoughts on this? It really is historic. Whether you like it or you don't like it, the fact that it could happen is historic. And basically, my whole question on this thing is what's going to happen when it happens? Because if it does happen, we won't know when. Now, we have a pretty good idea that it might happen today, if it's going to happen, but we won't know the time of day. And are people ready to mobilize with these protests and our riots? And by the way, there are differences between protests and riots. Protests are allowed. Riots, we don't need. So this could be an historic day. First day of spring, March 21st, 2023. It might be one of those days you want to mark on your calendar. But I just hope if he is indicted, that the story is no president has ever been indicted before. What is he indicted for? And then let's get on with it. You know, let's not do anything that we're going to regret down the road. All right. Phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. You know, this is really history, is what this is all about. And then, you know what? This might turn into a big nothing day. Maybe he won't be indicted. Maybe nothing will happen. And all this buildup will have been for nothing. I don't know. Does anybody have any thoughts on it? 740-751-4038. That or the interview from the border yesterday? Any thoughts on the interview from the border? The possible indictment of President Trump today. First day of spring. Does anybody now have spring fever? Now that we are in spring, are you ready to get out and start doing yard work and staying out till 8 o'clock at night and doing things? I think we're all kind of ready. You know, you're cooped up for a while in the winter, and clearly we've had a mild winter. But people are ready to put the coats away and get on with spring, summer, and fall, I think. Okay. Well, we'll get into the trivia. Yesterday, maybe it was the category yesterday, too, that got us in trouble. We've had this category for about 3 days now, and we have not got them all yet, but we're down to one. Now, here's the category. Fast food places in Marion, Ohio. Fast food places. Now, we've got McDonald's, Del Taco, Wendy's, Doubles, Elliott's, Rally's, Taco Bell, Subway, Charlie's, Popeye's, White Castle, Burger King, KFC, Lee's Chicken, Victor's, Arby's, Hardee's, Tim Hortons, Jimmy John's, Penn Station, Smoothie King, Starbucks, Dunkin' Donuts, Long John Silver's, A&W, Dairy Queen, Little Caesars, Pizza Hut, and Three Sisters Chicken. The only place we have left is no longer in Marion. One business, fast food, left on the list. Now, this business probably left 25 years ago, maybe even 30 years ago, maybe sometime in the early 90s. But it was a fast food business. It did have a drive-up window. It was here in Marion. And it's kind of interesting that this one has not been mentioned. Does anybody know what business, fast food-wise, that we have not gotten yet? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Does anybody know which fast food business is missing from this list? Then we'll move on to the next category. You know, actually, I've got the next two categories ready to go. The next category is going to be fun because I don't think we've done it. Well, I don't think we've done any of the other two. Go ahead, caller.
What about Arthur Treacher's?
Not Arthur Treacher's, but that's a good guess. Not Arthur Treacher's, but not a bad guess. Now, this business did have a drive-up window. We talked about Arthur Treacher's. I don't think Arthur Treacher's did have a drive-up window. This business definitely did. I think there were only a couple on our list here that did not have drive-up windows. All right, go ahead, caller.
Hardee's?
No, we got Hardee's. It's on the list. Okay. Hardee's is already on the list. You know, and it's interesting, because I think this business was in business longer than Hardee's was. Fast food places. Go ahead, caller.
About Hardee's.
Hardee's is on the list. Hey, what do you make of the whole Trump situation?
I think he's going to make history.
Do you think it's going to happen today, though? That's the question.
Well, I don't know about that, but he's already made history, you know. They'll be talking about him 500 years later.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting day. I just hope that whatever happens, people are peaceful in whatever they do.
All right.
Yeah. Well, hey, keep trying.
Okay.
Fast food places here in Marion, Ohio. Now, this one, as I said, has been gone for probably, I wish I knew the year that it went out. It didn't go out in the 80s. I'm going to say 90s. But it did have a fast food window, drive-through window. It's no longer in business. It definitely was fast food. And, you know, it's kind of funny because I think it was here after Hardee's. A matter of fact, I'm 99.9% sure that it was here after Hardee's left. Now, everybody remembers Hardee's, but nobody remembers this place. Well, I'm sure somebody does. Fast food places here in Marion, Ohio. Now, this place is no longer in business. It did have a drive-up window. You would definitely consider it fast food. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Burger Chef?
Not Burger Chef. Not Burger Chef, but not a bad guess. Fast food places in Marion, Ohio. What could it be? Go ahead, caller.
Frisch's?
Not Frisch's. Not Frisch's Big Boy. It was a fast food place out of business now for probably about the 30-year mark. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Taco Hell?
No, no. You know, was that even on our list? Yeah, we had Taco Bell on the list.
Oh, all right.
All right. yeah, we had Taco Bell on the list. Not Taco Bell. Boy, I think we still have, what, 3 Taco Bells in town? Now, this place is no longer here, oddly enough. Go ahead, caller. Not G.D. Ritzy's.
Okay.
Not G.D. Ritzy's. But not a bad guess. It's a place here in Marion no longer in business. Fast food business. Did have a drive-through window. Probably went out in the early 90s. You know, I'm trying to think if the building is still there or not. I don't think it is. But you would definitely consider it fast food. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, we've got a ton of these. We've got McDonald's, Del Taco, Wendy's, Doubles, Elliot's, Rally's, Taco Bell, Subway, Charlie's, Popeye's, White Castle, Burger King, KFC, Lee's, Victor's, Arby's, Hardee's, Tim Hortons, Jimmy John's, Penn Station, Smoothie King, Starbucks, Dunkin' Donuts, Long John Silver's, A&W, Dairy Queen, Little Caesars, Pizza Hut, Three Sisters, Chicken, and this place. And I guess it's even more funny, hilarious, maybe is a little better way to say that, that we got Hardee's and we got Three Sisters Chicken, but we don't have this place, and I believe this place was in business longer than Hardee's or Three Sisters Chicken in Marion. What is this fast food place? 740-751-4038. Who's got the answer? Fast food places in Marion, Ohio. Well, and you know, it was here for a while. It wasn't a flash in the pan type of a place. I don't know how long it was here, but I would say at least 10 years, maybe even a little longer than that. What is the place? Go ahead, caller.
Was it Rax?
Rax! Yes, that's the one. Now, why in the world did we forget old Rax?
Well, my son had to tell me that last night.
Now, Rax, the building's no longer there, is it?
It seemed like it was around Little Caesars. I'm not for sure.
Well, Little Caesars was Smiley China. I know it wasn't there, but I'm trying to think maybe it's where the car wash is now there.
Well, then maybe down that way, because Duffy's Market, I think, was there where the car wash was years ago.
Yeah, I know. Well, that could be your... I'm trying to think of where Rex was. I know it wasn't where that... early childhood center is, because that was McDonald's. Yeah, so I'm trying
to think. It was right along in there.
Yeah, it was in that area, but I'm not sure what's on the property now of what it used to be. But yeah, it took us a long time to get Rex, but thank goodness we finally got it. We can move on to the next category now.
Okay.
Hey, thanks. Yes, does anybody remember Rax out on Route 95, R-A-X? It was right there in that little area where we have the car wash and we have, Taco Bell and McDonald's used to be there in that little area. And off the top of my head, I can't think of what else is there now, but I think the Rax building is gone. But that wraps up our fast food businesses. McDonald's, Del Taco, Wendy's, Doubles, Elliott's, Rally's, Taco Bell, Subway, Charlie's, Popeye's, White Castle, Burger King, KFC, Lee's, Victor's, Arby's, Rex, Hardee's, Tim Hortons, Jimmy John's, Penn Station, Smoothie King, Starbucks, Dunkin' Donuts, Long John Silver's, A&W, Dairy Queen, Little Caesars, Pizza Hut, and Three Sisters. All right. Now we go to the next category. Now, I don't think we've done this one, but there are a lot of businesses on this list. Now, again, it's past and present, just like all of these categories are. Businesses that have been or are in downtown Marion. Now we're going to switch to downtown. Now, we've done North Main Street. We've done the Fair Park area. Now we're going to switch to downtown Marion. Now, this could be a difficult list because heaven knows if you go back to the old days, there were a lot of businesses downtown. And right now, there are some businesses downtown. So we just got the list as I have it. Go ahead, caller.
Montgomery
Ward. Let me take a look here and see if I put that one on the list. Not on the list, but a good guess.
Oh, okay. Penny's is down there too.
Yeah, J.C. Penney I have. Yep, J.C. Penney's on the list. Got it. Yep, J.C. Penney on the list, but no Montgomery Ward. Now I've got to look over this list when people call because it is a little bit of a long list here. And we want to get it right. Go ahead, caller.
Prop Supply.
Prop Supply. You're right. Props was down there for quite a while. No Prop Supply on our list. No Prop Supply on our list. But they were down there for quite a while. So far, we've got J.C. Penney. Businesses that were in downtown Marion or are in downtown Marion. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I'll say Kresge's.
Kresge's. You know, let me see if... Yes, Kresge's, I think, yeah. Wait a second. Let me double check here. I thought I put him on the list here. Yeah, I think that's... Kresge's there. I have to read my own handwriting to get through this now. Boy, oh boy. You know, I made this list a few days ago, and now I'm trying to remember everything that was on the list. I'm sure I put Kresge's on the list. Now, where is that? I'm sure. Now, where was Kresge's downtown?
Murphy's was where that... See, one of them was where that pizza place is now that... And then one was down, was it by J.C. Penney's down in that area?
Okay, yeah, here I see it. Yeah, Kresge's, got it.
Okay.
Yep. Kresge's was on the list. All right. Stores in downtown Marion. Our places in downtown Marion. Go ahead, caller.
Learner Shop.
What's that?
The Learner Shop.
The Learner Shop. No Learner Shop
down
on
by Murphy. Yeah, it was down by Murphy. Okay, that Kresge's was where Amato's is now.
Oh, where Amato's was. Okay. Yeah. Got it. Where Amato's is now is where Kresge's was. Okay, we got Kresge's. Now, this is any business in downtown Marion. Could be anything. Go ahead, caller.
Euler's and Frank Brothers.
Let's see here. I know Euler's is on the list. Yep, we got Euler's. And let me see if I have Frank Brothers here on the list. Yes, Frank Brothers is on the list. Got it. Frank Brothers on the list. And the Euler Phillips Company, Euler's, on the list. Kresge's on the list here. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Sutton and Leitner.
Sutton and Leitner. Let's see here. Sutton and Leitner. Yes, Sutton and Leitner's on the list. Got it. Sutton and Leitner's on the list. I'm getting a message online that I should put my list in alphabetical order. You know, I should. When I make the list, then I should alphabetize it. Because when I'm putting it together, I'm not exactly sure what's going to be on it. Go ahead, caller.
Did you get Murphy's?
I don't think anybody did say Murphy's. Let me see here. And I'm pretty sure I do have that one on the list as well. No, nobody's got Murphy's. There it is. Thanks.
Okay.
Murphy's is on the list. So we've got Murphy's, JCPenney, Euler Phillips, Kresge's, Sutton and Leitner. Go ahead, caller.
Let's say Henny and Cooper.
Henny and Cooper, absolutely on the list. Got it. Henny and Cooper, of course, on the list. So we've got Henny and Cooper, Sutton and Leitner, Frank Brothers, Murphy's, JCPenney, Euler Phillips, Kresge's. Oh, we lost that caller. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Lord's Jewelers.
Lord's Jewelers. Let's see here if I've got them on the list. No Lord's Jewelers on the list. No Lord's Jewelers on the list here today. Places that were in downtown Marion. Henny and Cooper, Sutton and Leitner, Frank Brothers, Murphy's, Penny's. Go ahead, caller.
May Jewelers.
May's Jewelers. No May's Jewelers on the list. No May's Jewelers on the list. How about that? Oh, wait a second. I did have May's Jewelers on the list. See how scattered I am with this list today? Okay, we did. Go ahead, caller.
Snow's Racket Store.
Snow's Racket Store, absolutely on the list. Got it? Snow's Racket Store on the list. We did have May's Jewelers on the list. I thought we did. Got to barrel through the list now. Go ahead, caller.
I'll say Crawbaugh's.
Crawbaugh's. Let's see here. No Crawbaugh's on the list.
Okay.
No Crawbaugh's on the list here today. Frank Brothers, Murphy's, Penny's, Euler's, May's. Go ahead, caller.
Alliance Bookstore.
Nope. No bookstores on the list. No bookstores on the list here today. Henny and Cooper, Sutton and Leitner, Snow's Racket Store. Go ahead, caller.
Jim Dugan's.
Jim Dugan's. I do believe that is on the list here. Let me check. Well, I thought it was on the list. Maybe not. No Jim Dugan's on the list. No Jim Dugan's on the list. Maybe that was an old list that I had Jim Dugan's on. I have to flip through this here and see if I can locate a Jim Dugan's. Go ahead, caller.
I think it was called Dugan, Jim Dugan's or something.
No Jim Dugan's on the list. Maybe I should have put Jim Dugan's on the list. No, I don't. I must not have written that one down. I know I thought about that one, but apparently did not put it on the list. Go ahead, caller.
The cigar store.
Let me see here. I know I thought about that. Yes, the cigar store is on the list. Got it.
And what about Isley?
Isley's, let's see. Yes, I do have Isley's on the list.
Okay.
Isley's on the list as well. Isley's and the cigar store. All right. Let's see what else we have. Go ahead, caller.
And there were two restaurants, Turoff's and Trainers.
Turoff's I have. I don't have Trainers.
Okay.
Turoff's I do have. Turoff's, Mays, Euler Phillips, Cigar Store. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say that Blair. I think it was called Blair's Clothing.
I don't have any Blair's on the list. No Blair's on the list. All right. Things that were in downtown Marion, or are in downtown Marion. Go ahead, caller.
Schaffner Furniture.
No Schaffner Furniture. No Schaffner Furniture on the list. Isley's, Henny and Cooper, Sutton and Leitner, Snow's. All right, go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
No Noble Shoe Store.
We've got Turoff's, Mays. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say the Harding Hotel.
Harding Hotel is on the list. Absolutely. Got it. Harding Hotel is absolutely on the list. Isley's, Harding Hotel, Henny and Cooper, Sutton and Leitner, Snow's Racket Store, Frank Brothers, Murphy's, J.C. Penney, Cigar Store, Euler's, Mays. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Let's say the Palace.
The Palace. Yep, the Palace is on the list. Palace was actually the first thing I wrote down on the list. All right. Go ahead, caller.
How about Guys and Dolls?
No Guys and Dolls, but a good guess. No Guys and Dolls on the list, but not a bad guess at all. Things that are or were in downtown Marion. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say the Columbia Gas Company.
No gas company on the list. No gas company on the list. The Palace, Isley's, Harding Hotel, Henny and Cooper, Sutton and Leitner, Snow's Racket Store, Frank Brothers, Murphy's, Penny's, Cigar Store, Euler's, Mays, Turoff's. Go ahead, caller.
I don't know if it was Walden's bookstore. There was a bookstore down there.
I don't think I have any bookstores on the list.
Okay.
No bookstores on the list here today. All right, 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Turner Hardware.
No Turner Hardware. No Turner Hardware on the list, but not a bad guess. Things that are or were in downtown Marion. Go ahead, caller.
Harden's Music Store.
No Harden's Music Store. No Harden's Music Store. The Palace, Isley's, Harding Hotel, Henny and Cooper, Sutton and Leitner. Go ahead, caller.
Now you say it can be present, not just past?
Yeah, it can be anything.
Oh, okay. What about Taste of Memphis?
Taste of Memphis is on the list. Absolutely.
Okay.
Taste of Memphis is on the list. All righty. Marion Downtown, past and present. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say Brad's Bookstore.
No Brad's Bookstore.
No Brad's Bookstore on the list. Palace, Isley's, Harding Hotel, Henny and Cooper, Sutton and Leitner, Snow's.
Go ahead, caller.
A Remnant.
No Remnant on the list.
No Remnant on the list here today. See all the possible choices there could have been for this category.
Go ahead, caller.
That restaurant, Barry's or Bear, C-A-I-R-E-S.
Oh, Byries.
Okay.
Yep, Byries is on the list. You got it.
Okay. Byries does show up on the list here today. Things that are or were in downtown Marion.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
How about Frank Brothers or Lennon's Furniture Store?
You know, I don't have Frank Brothers on here, and no furniture store. Good guesses, though.
Neither one of those made the list. Things downtown, past and present is the category. 740-751-4038. All righty. Big category.
Go ahead, caller.
Cafe.
What's that?
Cafe George.
Oh, yep. Cafe George on the list. Got it.
Cafe George shows up on the list here today. The Palace, Isley's, Harding Hotel, Cafe George, Henny and Cooper, Sutton and Leitner, Snow's Racket Store, Taste of Memphis, Byries, Frank Brothers, let's see here, Murphy's, Penny's, Cigar Store, Euler's, Mays, Turoff's, businesses that are or were in downtown Marion. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Does anybody know what the others are? There's still quite a few here on the list. And we're going to do this after break as well.
Go ahead, caller.
You have that. I think it's called Attaboy.
Yes, Attaboy's is on the list. We got it.
Attaboy's is on the list. All right, think about this. Stores and places that are or were in downtown Marion. We'll be back in 15 minutes.
This is WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for the latest news in politics. From Scott Spears at the 2016 Republican National Convention.
Good morning, we're on the air.
Hey, Charlie, it's Scott.
Scott? Oh, wow. Okay, we've been wanting to hear from you, Scott.
Well, I tell you, this morning